Hello and welcome to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison Succomelli. Each week, I'll be taking the science of positive psychology, adding a little humor, and through evidence-based research, provide you with tools and strategies to help you live a life of peace and purpose. In this episode, I'll be talking about what romantic rejection can teach us. But first, if you're interested, social media links, my website, and other information can be found at thelemontreecoaching.com. You can click the link in the podcast bio. And if you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. Currently in my reading stack this week, only to name a couple, I have Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari, and Endurance, Shackleton's Incredible Voyage by Alfred Lansing. I'm also going to recommend a TED Talk I came across this week that connects with last week's episode. The TED Talk is titled True Love and the Myth of Happily Ever After with love coach Francesca Hoagie. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT shop called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. So check it out. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link in the podcast bio or my podcast website, thelemontreecoaching.com. Okay, with that said, let's get into this week's episode. Welcome back to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. This past week was Valentine's Day, and for some, this is a beautiful time to celebrate and highlight love for one another, but for others, it can be a day of torture, or as some have called it, Singles Awareness Day. The importance of this day may depend on what stage of life you are in. This day can hold more weight for those who are still trying to gain external validation, while others who have discovered self-love, the greatest love of all, may not need as much external validation or any external validation at all. Of course, it feels good to have a loving partner and be validated by them, while also being our own person and celebrating a true, natural, and authentic love for one another. But the timing may not be there for everyone this year, and that's okay. If now isn't your time, another time will be. Or perhaps you tried to put yourself out there just to be rejected by someone you really cared about or by a stranger you met online or elsewhere. A lot of us are hopeless romantics at heart and want this time of year to be dreamy and sweet, which we can always do for ourselves by exercising self-love every day of the year. But sometimes this single happiness, centeredness, and inner joy get detoured a bit when we have tried to connect romantically with another person and we get rejected for some reason, and many reasons often have nothing to do with you. Nothing is wrong with you, and perhaps the universe is throwing us a bone and sparing us from some future nightmare. Who knows? Anyhow, romantic rejection can bring about many feelings, and we all handle those feelings in different ways, depending on our past experiences and personality types. Some may feel hurt, anger, rage, despair, embarrassment, sadness, hopelessness, and several other emotions. And as we talked about in the last episode on love hormones, from an evolutionary perspective, our brains are hardwired to reproduce and ensure the survival of our species. Our pleasure center in the brain gets activated and releases dopamine when we do things that feel good. But if we are not rewarded with romantic love and instead rejected, this does not feel good. As we all know, it is the very opposite of the feeling love gives us. Rejection is a very complex and varied experience. It can be heartbreaking and extremely painful. Rejection can affect our mood, our behaviors, and how we process our world. Some may feel humiliated, foolish, extremely unhappy, or have self-beliefs that need to be reframed, like thoughts of being unlovable or unattractive. A lot of times, dealing with rejection or getting dumped is similar to the grieving process. The stages of grief include denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. We will sometimes repeat some of the stages and not experience them in any particular order, but bounce around in our grief until we are healed and feel more positive emotions and a reconnection with our authentic self. Easier said than done, for sure, though. Often we think we may be done grieving our heartbreak or another type of loss, but it tends to sneak up on us when we least expect it and usually at the most inconvenient of times. Often you will hear people say or tell their friends to immediately start dating someone if they've been dumped, but while it's a positive thing to move on once the relationship has ended, it may be a better idea to give yourself some extra time, especially if the breakup was particularly painful, drawn out, or difficult. It's important to take the time to work through feelings of depression, guilt, shame, or loneliness, and seek professional help if you are feeling stuck. Do not begin a new relationship as revenge or to prove your worthiness as a person or to validate some need to yourself or others, including the person who dumped you. Of course, it's possible to find a new love after being dumped and heartbroken. However, you may be feeling betrayed or not willing to trust again. These are indicators that it's time to pause and do a little reflection, not staying stuck in the past nor rushing into a future mistake to prove something. So what can romantic rejection teach us? Romantic rejection can teach us resilience and perseverance. While we can feel knocked down by a romantic rejection, it is important to get back up, learn the lesson we need to learn from it, and keep trying. If we are patient, we will find someone who aligns with us, our personality, our desires, our humor, and so on. If we don't take the time to heal, whether we stay home night after night and not try to meet new people, or rush out and begin dating someone or several someones that are willing, this is going to be a recipe for disaster and couples being together just for the sake of being together and not the right reasons. Be patient. Don't settle, and always be your authentic self in front of a potential mate instead of acting like what you think they want you to be or sacrificing parts of yourself to keep the status quo in the relationship. Really think about what works for you and what doesn't work for you in a relationship. You have to be honest with yourself and your partner and consider these things truthfully before entering into a marriage. When it comes to rejection, Carol Dweck, a professor of psychology and author of Mindset, a book I've mentioned several times before on this podcast, says, "The research shows that very basic beliefs about personality can contribute to whether people recover from or remain mired in the pain of rejection." And researcher Lauren Howe adds, "The experience of being left by someone who thought that they loved you, then learned more and changed their mind, can be a particularly potent threat to the self and can drive people to question who they truly are." This is why it is extremely important to know yourself, know your values, and have self-love through knowing yourself so you are not changing who you are to please the whims of someone you are dating, or have your value system and your sense of self knocked off center if someone leaves you. Yes, of course being rejected by a romantic partner is going to be hurtful either way, but it shouldn't leave you questioning who you are as a human being unless you already weren't sure and are still doing that inner work. Or perhaps you did do something terrible in the relationship in which you do need to question and reevaluate yourself, like stealing from your significant other or cheating on them every chance you get, or any number of other things that do not put the well-being of your partner as a priority to you. For more about rejections and the self, you can read more about Dweck and Howe's research in the article titled "Stanford Research Explains Why Some People Have More Difficulty Recovering from Romantic Breakups" by Clifton B. Parker. And it is important to note that romantic rejection is part of life, and most likely all of us will or have gone through it. It may be helpful to pause for a minute and think about people you have rejected, either romantically, in friendships, or even in a work capacity, like not hiring or promoting someone. These are all forms of rejection that someone else had to deal with because of your actions. Now that the tables are turned, the emotional pain and/or anger you may be experiencing is normal because no one likes to be rejected for anything, and this is also an opportunity to practice resilience. If you are hurt to the point that you are trying to convince the person who rejected you how right you are for them, this may only cause them to strengthen their position on how wrong you are for them. It's okay to feel the hurt, but take some space for yourself and work through the pain and reemerge when the time is right and move forward in hopes of finding someone who is right for you and does not need to be told. They should recognize it on their own without being forced or coerced to begin or continue the relationship. If this has worked for you in the past, there's probably a reason why it is now a past relationship, because the connection and natural interest were not there from the start. It may boost the other person's ego for a bit. We all know that it does feel good to be pursued and get romantic attention, but when the chase is over, the value of the person desperately pursuing the other and trying to convince them that they are the right person they are trying to stay in a relationship with, the value of that person is diminished and much lower in the eyes of their partner. Of course, if nothing else is on the horizon or a possibility, the partner may stay for a while longer because it's easy and good enough for the time being. But if in your gut or their gut something is missing or off, let each other go so you both can find what you deserve. This may be painful at first, but you owe it to yourself to behave like an adult, take responsibility, feel, and work through your pain rather than be controlled by it or postpone it for a future day. It may also be a good idea to view rejections you have experienced as constructive feedback. Ask yourself what you can learn from the rejection without attacking the other person, and be completely honest with yourself if there is something you did to provoke the breakup, or if from the beginning you looked the other way on some red flags or weren't behaving as your authentic self, which from the jump dooms the relationship and it's only a matter of time before it ends or you or your partner or both are very unhappy. It may be time to be honest with yourself and your partner. And being rejected does offer up a valuable opportunity to grow. This most likely will not happen in a few days following the romantic rejection, but over time, once you've healed a bit and hopefully have not engaged in reckless behaviors to cope with the pain that accompanies the rejection. Consider the healing process after the rejection a journey without a set arrival date. Every rejection will have different variables that contribute to levels of pain, confusion, and disappointment. There is not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to healing after a breakup. We all will not need the same things or heal in the same way or be on the same timeline as others, and that's okay. We do need to make sure that we acknowledge the pain we are feeling without stuffing it down or engaging in maladaptive or destructive behaviors like drinking until we black out or being promiscuous. In the long run, that will make things worse, especially if we are not acknowledging the pain and dealing with the fallout of the rejection. It may feel good in the moment, but once the bottle is empty or the stranger is gone, all the pain will come crashing back in. The more we try to ignore it or stuff it down, the more relentless that pain will become, so we might as well face it now. One of my favorite sayings that I repeat often to friends, students, and clients is the only way out is through. The only way out is through. Acknowledge being romantically rejected, allow yourself to feel the pain of the rejection, and find some adaptive or positive ways to go about your day in a manner that doesn't have you wallowing in your pain, but allows you to notice it, accept it, but doesn't disrupt or prevent the rest of your life from continuing. Go do things that you enjoy doing. You need to have your own interests, and hopefully you had things intact prior to the relationship that was still part of you during the relationship and continue to be there afterward. Again, this is why it is important not to pretend to be or sacrifice parts of yourself in a romantic relationship. You have to do something for yourself. If your hobbies were your hobbies just because they were your partner's hobbies, that's a problem. Of course, they may introduce you to something you genuinely enjoy, and if that's the case, you should continue to do that hobby on your own or until you have healed and meet someone new who shares that interest as well. If you are fresh from a romantic rejection, this may be hard to hear, but romantic rejection does offer an opportunity for psychological growth. Psychological growth in this situation can come from honest self-introspection, reframing negative thoughts, and forgiveness. Honest self-introspection may help us to gain a deeper understanding of our values, strengths, weaknesses, our personality, and provide room for improvement. And if you are uncertain about what your values, strengths, and weaknesses and personality characteristics may be, I'm going to suggest some free online resources that may be a good starting point. I've recommended these resources to friends, students, and clients ranging from grade 6 through graduate school. And there are some free lesson plans available on my TPT shop called The Lemon Tree by AKS. You can find a direct link at my website, thelemontreecoaching.com. But I always recommend the Values in Action Inventory, which is a free assessment found at viacharacter.org. That's viacharacter.org. And I've talked about this one a lot on the podcast in prior episodes. So if you are interested, check out those episodes in addition to 16personalities.com. And again, I'm not going to go into detail on this episode since I already have in others, but these are two great resources for learning about your own values, strengths, weaknesses, and personality characteristics, which can be applied to the context of dating, familial relationships, school, and jobs. But in evaluating what we believe to be our values, strengths, weaknesses, and personality characteristics, we can identify patterns in our romantic relationships and see if anything may have contributed to the rejection or if anything needs to be improved upon. And if you do decide to take the quick assessment on 16personalities.com, there is a section that talks about your specific personality type when it comes to dating, so that may be helpful as well. In a prior episode, I talk about strengths dating and provide other resources if you are interested. It's an early episode. I think it may be in the ballpark of episode 3 or something around there. But I don't get paid to mention these websites. Again, they're just resources that I find to be extremely valuable. As we do our self-introspection or self-reflection, it's important to pay attention to what we say to ourselves and how we are saying it. Depending on our findings, we may need to do some reframing and adjust our word choice when it comes to giving ourselves feedback. If we beat ourselves up with negative self-talk, we are doing more of a disservice to ourselves when it comes to self-reflection. However, if we make it a habit to reframe our negative thoughts about a romantic rejection, we have a valuable opportunity for psychological growth, which can make us stronger and set us on the right path towards finding the loving partner that we deserve. For instance, instead of saying, "I am such a fool for trying to find love," you should say, "I am a hopeless romantic and still hope to find true love." Instead of saying, "This is the end for me," reframe and say, "This is a new beginning and anything is possible. And while it hurts now, I have the opportunity to truly get what I deserve if I am patient." This is especially important if you are someone who tends to operate in self-fulfilling prophecy mode and make life decisions based on this internal wiring. Basically, a self-fulfilling prophecy, also known as the Pygmalion effect, is an expectation or belief that can influence your behaviors, thus causing the belief to come true. For example, "I got rejected this time, so if I try to date again, I will just get rejected again." This belief about being rejected again drives your actions, which ultimately makes another rejection occur. If you always expect things to go wrong, you tend not to put in as much effort or don't bother to take the steps that could remedy or improve certain situations or make things better. You simply expect the worst, and your behaviors and actions bring about the worst due to this expectation. And I first learned about Pygmalion on an episode of The Reading Rainbow. I then later used that same episode to teach my sixth graders at the beginning of my career about Pygmalion. Back to self-fulfilling prophecies, though. It's important to notice and acknowledge if you engage in self-fulfilling prophecies, especially when it comes to rejection. Here are some ways to tell if you are stuck in a self-fulfilling prophecy feedback loop. You are very pessimistic about future relationships. You are ruminating about what went wrong in previous relationships. You can only see the negative aspects of all of your past relationships, and there is nothing to be learned. And you believe that all future partners will reject you, and there is nothing you can do to prevent being rejected. And if you find yourself engaging in this type of negative self-talk, do some positive reframing. And if you can't do this on your own or need help getting started, you may consider contacting a mental health professional. It's so much easier to connect with a licensed mental health professional these days. You can meet online now, which makes it so much more convenient and cuts out travel time to and from an office. And I've even had to do a phone session while I was driving back to the high school for graduation. It was not my normal schedule, which conflicted with my regularly scheduled therapy session. And if you know me or have been listening for a while now, you know that I will not skip my weekly therapy session for anything. So I was pulling into graduation with my therapist on the phone, and one of my colleagues was in the parking lot and asked who I was talking to. And we got a good laugh out of it, which was reflective of things going on that week at work. She said she wished she had done the same thing. Anyhow, in any context, learn to reframe the negative self-talk to positive self-talk. You can start by noticing when you are speaking negatively to yourself and begin to change the words to positive words, which will begin to change your thought process and how you see the world. It's a little shift that does so much for your day-to-day. You may even think that you do not engage in negative self-talk, but now that it's on your radar, you may be surprised. Consider it a mini experiment, if you will. A little graceful reframing will go a long way. And if your self-reflection post-breakup leads you to realize that you were in some way equally responsible or fully responsible for the rejection, be kind to yourself. We are all humans and make mistakes. No one lives a flawless life, but you do need to forgive yourself and move on. Learn from your mistakes. They are only a problem if you continue to repeat them over and over. Of course, if you did know better and did whatever it was anyway, that's a different story. But if you found yourself in a novel situation and honestly made a mistake that did in fact lead to the end of the relationship, forgive yourself and do better in the future. Don't stay stuck in the past ruminating over your mistakes. Acknowledge the lesson, accept the situation for what it is, be present, and have hope for a better future. No worst-case scenario self-fulfilling prophecies are allowed here. Know that romantic rejection is a universal experience. That's why it is written about so much and depicted in films. It shouldn't have you reevaluating yourself or your worth as a person. Be mindful that sometimes we are being rejected and sometimes we are the ones doing the rejecting. Either way, romantic rejection is an opportunity for psychological growth. Okay, so there you have it. In this episode, I talked about what romantic rejection can teach us, amongst some other things. Recommended readings related to this episode include the articles Stanford Research Explains Why Some People Have More Difficulty Recovering from Romantic Breakups by Clifton B. Parker and Romantic Rejection, Why Does It Hurt So Much by Suzanne Deggs White. And other important resources include the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, dial or text 988 in the United States, or 000, the national emergency telephone number in Australia. And if you are interested and would like to receive daily inspiration via social media, you can join the Lemon Tree Coaching community on Instagram at the Lemon Tree Coaching. I post meaningful quotes from my weekly readings and recommend books from time to time. Some of the quotes are about love and rejection, not always, but check it out and see if it's for you. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT store called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. In this episode, I mentioned the 16personalities.com assignment and lesson plan that you can download for free. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link on my website, thelemontreecoaching.com, or on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. And thank you for listening and have a great week. This is Dr. Allison Succomelli saying it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. And until next time, have fun, be safe.